Passport to Texas outdoor stories from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. Ray Hosey lives in San Antonio, but spent his formative years on the Texas coast, so it seemed inevitable he would grow up loving angling.
I spent a lot of time hanging out in the back of a boat and on the edge of a shore with my dad, who's a marine biologist who specializes in the Gulf Coast and the bays of Texas and Louisiana. It was a pretty special time for a kid, but I spent a lot of time down in Rockport, and many summers in a row, I'd spend every day at Fulton Beach just hanging out and looking for redfish or speckled trout that might stray my way and accidentally get snagged on my line. It happened occasionally. It wasn't until I got older that I figured out how to be deliberate about it.
Ray grew up, moved to Los Angeles, and eventually started a family. But he couldn't stay away from Texas forever, and moving back thrilled his kids.
For them, Texas was always a vacation destination because that's where the grandmother and the grandfather were. And when I said, hey, how about we move to Texas? And they just thought that was incredible because to them it was just a place to have fun and go to the beach and fish and see a lot of different animals out at their grandparents' house.
Have an outdoor story to share? Visit PassportToTexas.org for contact information. That's our show. We had help today from Aaron Reed. Our series is supported by the Sportfish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.